I'm David Schreiner Kahn, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep people stuck. Today, we're doing something a little different. Recently, I went to the C-Suite conference here in New York City. While I was there, I was able to interview some fascinating entrepreneurs and business leaders for today's episode. You'll hear a number of tips to help you smash the plateau. If any of the issues in today's episode sound like something you'd like to discuss with me, at the end of the show, I'll let you know how you can connect with me. So let's start with Brad Moore, as he talks about his experience at the conference, his take on the impact of technology, and as he talks about his company.
My name is Brad Moore. I'm Chief Executive Officer of Fundamental Applications, and we're a digital communication company providing apps and other types of media solutions to university students around 7,000 campuses globally.
Wow, sounds great. And when I say the word business plateau, what does that mean to you?
Generally, a business plateau just means what you're doing isn't working anymore. And it's time to reevaluate, look at the gap to where you want to go, and then find a way to close that gap. Personally, being an optimistic, to me, it just means you've just got to start on a new path, and that's pretty exciting stuff.
Sounds good. Now, what have you experienced so far at the C-Suite Network Conference?
I mean, it's been phenomenal. Excuse me. There's a great group of people just getting out and networking and meeting more. Jeff Hazlett's actually on our board of directors, so I feel very privileged to be here and to have Jeff engage with us. And I think the biggest thing that you see is, you know, you understand the impact of technology and the direction that it's going on all companies, what we have to do. But most importantly about, you know, whether you're B2B, B2C, it's how you talk to other people, how you communicate with them. All those tools and every conversation that we've had here today is really about how are you connecting with people? You know, what are you doing to actually make them feel like an engaged and valued customer?
That's so true. So, Brad, what's one takeaway that you are going to try to implement after you leave the conference?
Well, I think the largest takeaway that we're going to get from this is to always keep thinking globally, right? And to ensure that we keep trying to think globally, but globally now means something different than it did 20 years ago. Globally means about the millions of people that are connected and how we can keep enhancing. I mean, I work with university students. We have like hundreds of thousands of students that we provide solutions they interact with. And so I always try to keep thinking about, and what the conference is really giving me is to take away from this is how can I keep enhancing, you know, their engagement, making it just a better user experience? Because at the end of the day, all I really do is get these kids talking to each other. That's our company's whole job, is give them stuff to talk on. And so, you know, we always have to keep listening to the customers. Always listen to the customers. I mean, they actually have the answer. I can have the greatest idea in the world, but nobody else thinks so, then it's not, right?
Listening is really important. Yeah, thank you so much, Brad. Thanks for sharing. And for listeners who want to follow you and learn more about what you're up to and what you may be implementing as a result of your presence here at the C-Suite Network Conference, how can they follow you?
Best way to always follow us is go check out our website, www.funappcorp.com. You can also check out our Instagram and our Twitter accounts for the 4O. Lots of really kind of cool stuff. You can actually see how we're communicating and students are communicating back with us.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Brad. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next, let's hear Evan Mulho as he talks about taking risks and stepping outside of your comfort zone.
Hi, David. My name is Evan Mulho, and my company is Mulho & Company Strat Brand Consulting. And the kinds of problems I solve are help my clients to define who they are, the difference they want to make in the world, develop communication strategies, I help them identify the right partners to bring their brands to life as well. So my work is really channel agnostic. It's really about the business and the brand strategy.
If you could tell me one thing that you've noticed either from your own career or the clients you work with, when somebody mid-career seems to be at a plateau, even though that person has had probably a run of successes, how would you describe those symptoms and what that person's going through?
Well, I think that people have a little voice within themselves, and sometimes they just don't listen to it. And I think the important thing is to, when you know you've had the good experiences, you know you have the confidence, the chops, the experience, the respect, the connections, it becomes incumbent upon you to take that unfamiliar risk and step out and make it happen on your own.
And step outside your comfort zone.
Yes, absolutely. Which is what I'm trying to do myself.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about why you're here at the C-Suite Conference.
I'm here at the C-Suite Conference because the work that I do is primarily of interest to senior executives. So those are the C-suite executives, the chief marketing officer, chief operating officer, chief executive officer, are the folks that are primarily responsible for setting the corporate strategy and communicating that to the market. So I'm looking to meet those people. I'm looking to learn about what they think. I'm learning, and I'm hoping to make some connections.
That's great. And what is one takeaway that you have you've learned from your presence here?
One takeaway that I've learned from my presence. Well, we've just gotten started this morning, David, so it's not been a lot of time. But I think it's that information is disruption. We heard from the CEO, the president of Persistent this morning. I thought that his comments were very relevant. It reiterates some of the things that I've heard some of my technology clients say in the past. And I think that focusing on the how, which is what we've heard with other speakers, is also very important. So, digital transformation is top on my mind.
That's great. And how can listeners learn more about you and follow you and see what some of the things are that you may implement as a result of what you're learning here?
Awesome, David. So my website is molhoco.com. It's MOLHOCO.com. And I blog regularly, and I try to, contact me through the website, subscribe to my list, and I try to provide value to people who are on my list by providing insights that start the conversation for branding and brand strategy.
Great. Thanks so much, Evan. Thanks for talking to me.
All right, David. Thank you.
Jillian Lynch, Vice President and Managing Director of Winsper, shared some fascinating thoughts on the problems she solves. Let's hear what she had to say.
My name is Jillian Lynch. I'm the Vice President Managing Director at Winsper. Winsper is a sales and marketing consulting firm, for lack of a better term. And we partner with clients who are looking to move their business forward and are looking for a third-party perspective on how it is that they can get to the next level with their primarily marketing.
That's great, because that's a place where a lot of people struggle. They want to get to the next level. They've achieved something.
Correct.
Right? And they're not quite sure how to get from where they are now to the next level. So talk to me a little bit about what some of the characteristics are that you see when somebody is at a plateau in an existing company.
Sure. So I think the most prevalent thing that we see, especially with executives that are clients, is that they've been at this company for years, often decades, and more often than not, they've also been in the industry for decades. So they have been so insular and so within this one industry that they're needing fresh perspective, they're needing fresh ideas, and they really need a partner to come in as a neutral third party who can help them understand how to navigate and how to differentiate themselves, especially in saturated markets.
And with a third party present, what are some of the things that you notice and observe that happens?
I think there are a lot of aha moments. A lot of times they have been looking at competitors for years, or they've been looking at their own staff. They've been looking at business lines, and they haven't really figured out that it's the solution quite yet because it's been so close to them. So we see a lot of aha moments, essentially, of them being so close to something for so long that they didn't even consider it as an option.
Yeah. So what are some of the symptoms that you see when somebody is at a plateau, and then what happens when there's a third party who is present? What are some of the transformations that you see occur? In particular, if there's a story you might be willing to share about somebody that you've seen who's been in an industry for a long time or been in the company for a long time, that all of a sudden you come in as a third party, what's an aha moment that wouldn't happen without this third party presence?
Sure. So I think we primarily see just a lot of fatigue and a lot of frustration because fresh new ideas aren't coming to them. And they're often looking in the wrong place. So they're looking within their own company, within their own leadership teams, and a lot of times at competitors within the industry. And the answer often isn't there. If they're really going to get past this plateau and get to the next level, we always recommend that you look at out-of-category experience. So a great example is a client of ours, by the name of Janome, was a sewing machine manufacturer. And Janome has been around for, close to 100 years now. It's surprisingly, the sewing machine world is very saturated. There are about 7 to 8 very large competitors. Janome brought us in because they'd always worked with marketing firms that were in the sewing machine industry. So this was all that these folks did. We were brought in primarily because of our experience with Steel, who is a manufacturer of handheld outdoor power equipment. They liked us because, very similar to Janome, Steel has a selective distribution model. So Steel sells only through independent authorized retailers around the country. While many of their competitors have gone the route of selling through mass channels or online, Steel has remained loyal to this network of small mom-and-pop handheld outdoor power equipment dealers around the country. And that actually, through the course of doing that, it made them the number one best-selling brand in the United States. So Janome brought us in because while they don't sell chainsaws, they do sell the lion's share of their top-of-the-line and higher-end products through independent dealers. So they wanted to learn from us what it is that Steel has done to grow their market share in a time when all of the competitors are I won't say selling out, but are selling into big box mass merchandisers, and primarily how it is that they can enable their dealer network to be more successful. So they hired us, honestly, because of our experience and our learnings with Steel. They wanted to use that to get past the plateau and to learn about how it is that they can enable their dealer network to be more successful, launch new product lines, and of course, increase market share with their customers.
It's a great example because not only does it talk about looking for an analogy in a non-competitive industry,
right,
but it's also trying not to follow what everybody else is doing,
exactly,
and looking for something that is different.
Exactly.
Which is great. So Jillian, could you tell me a little bit about why you're here at the C-Suite Conference? Why did you decide to come, and what and what is the result for you?
So I am newly appointed in my role of running this marketing firm, and I wanted to come be around really smart, really successful people. I'm here for inspiration. I'm here for ideas, and as I shared with you earlier, I'm here to see what learnings I can take from other categories to bring into my own business to help move the needle.
And what are some of the aha moments that have happened since you've been here?
A reminder that happened this morning was how important it is to be thinking about the future and what role technology is going to play in that. So the speaker this morning spoke a lot about software companies and how we should all be considering ourselves a software company in some way, shape, or form, because automation is really the way of the future. That's something that we've been kicking around at Winsper for quite some time, trying to figure out how it is that we can automate certain services that we provide to our customers, make it easier for them to interact, to engage, and really just roll this up in a software-type solution. So it was a nice reminder for me to keep my eye on the ball and to keep thinking this through.
That's great. So once you leave here, what are some of the things that you have planned for the near future for your role and for the company, and what new things might you do as a result of what you've learned here?
One of the things that I'm particularly interested in hearing today, I believe one of the speakers is going to be covering off on the new millennial workplace and that culture. I'm finding myself in a position where my small team is entirely millennials. So I'm particularly interested to learn some skills and some techniques and how to manage a millennial workforce and how to make a culture and an environment where these people not only want to stay with the company for the long haul, but are happy and feel inspired and feel engaged in their work lives. Obviously looking forward to networking with some other fantastic professionals here. And as far as plans for the future for going into Q4, I think just closing out the year strong, filling our own new business pipeline with a lot of leads as to who we could work with in the upcoming year, and helping to further focus our story and our vision. Our positioning as a marketing firm that enables these manufacturers to sell through the independent channel is still very new. So I'm still trying to really own that and to figure out what of that story is going to be the most persuasive and resonate the most with potential clients of ours.
That sounds great. And for people who want to follow what you're doing and what your company is doing, what's the best way to do that?
Sure. So on our website, winspur.com, we have a What's New section where we're pretty diligent about posting updates, whether it's a press release or blogs on what the team's thinking. And also our Twitter handle is at WinspurThinks, and we post a lot of updates there from events that we attend, meetings, great, you know, third-party publications and resources that we've uncovered on the internet. So.
Great. Thank you, Jillian.
Thank you.
Next, I was able to interview Jason Thorgerson as he talked about his video marketing technology company.
And my name is Jason Thorgerson. I'm the founder and CEO of Uvia Us. What we do is we're a video marketing technology company. We develop hardware solutions that display video in a remarkable way. So all of our solutions combine digital with tactile experiences to create lasting impressions.
That's great. So thanks for speaking with me, Jason. I know this conference has primarily executives who are part of this network, and many of them, as we saw from the demographics as part of the presentation this morning, are mid-career. And I wondered if you could tell me maybe one anecdote you've noticed from your involvement with the group about what it feels like to be a mid-career executive and to feel like you're at a plateau.
Yeah, I think at an executive level, you're always used to making tough decisions. And so that can weigh on you over time. But part of the contributors to your success has likely come as a result of your perseverance. And as we're seeing brands and companies having to transform themselves and continually transform themselves, that can get a little bit taxing. But I find that getting together with like minds and like peers in the C-suite is beneficial. You know, the energy is infectious. The ideas to help you and really take a step back from your day-to-day situation and look at things from different perspectives can help you to continue on and continue on your path to success.
That's great. And Jason, how long have you been involved with C-Suite?
I've been involved from the beginning. 2 years, 7 conferences. The network is fantastic. The discussions that you have, the content that's being delivered, it's useful. And you can put it into practice right away.
That's great. So what's one idea that is your takeaway from this current conference?
I think the rate of change and the fact that it's interesting, you talked a little bit this morning about every company becoming a software company, and that hasn't been more true than ever. We see with machine learning coming, that's probably the next evolution in terms of how companies transform themselves to be able to change at a pace quicker than we can on our own, right? And to make real-time decisions based on all the data that's there, but harnessing that data in a way that's going to make sound decisions and do it in a methodical way.
That sounds great. So Jason, for our listeners who are interested in learning more about you or following you, how can they do so?
Yeah, so they can reach out, go to our website, UviaUs, UviaUs.com. Or follow me on Twitter, Jason, JaycenThor, Jason Thor.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Jason.
Thank you.
Jeff Ernst explained how his company helps brands connect with their best fans and build communities. And as you know, I'm a big proponent of communities, so let's hear his thoughts.
My name is Jeff Ernst. I'm CEO of Smink, and what we solve is helping brands really connect with their best fans and build communities that get them business results instead of just the way marketing's been done for a very long time.
I love the community aspect. That's one of the things that that I find really great about where business is heading today, is that people are really trying to build community.
They have to. I mean, we live in an age where digital and social noise is so high. Brand trust is very low. And people turn to the people they know and trust to make purchasing decisions and recommendations. And, you know, their tribe, their culture, the people around them, highly influence all those decisions. And if you can't build communities around people that like you, it's much, much harder to succeed every day, one after another.
It is so hard. So talk to me a little bit about what happens when somebody is in a business plateau. What does that mean to you?
When they're in a business plateau, it's usually that they're just either one, they're not aware of their surroundings, or else secondly, they're just refusing to change to provide an experience that people want to talk about and share more. So they're just servicing the same customers, getting the same results, doing all those things. To bust through a plateau, you've got to find a way to completely change the experience to make it more shareable and more worthy of people's attention.
That's great. And what is something you've learned at the C-Suite conference that you may take away from here and try to implement so that to help you smash the plateau for yourself and your customers?
You know, when you look at that, it sounds cliche, but doing and doing it now is so much better than thinking about it, waiting, planning. You know, we heard a number of speakers today talk about, you know, if you think about something, you develop an idea over 3 months, the idea is already gone and passed and its time has been served. You've really got to act on things now and find a way to speed to innovate to actually break through and innovate.
Sounds good. And for listeners who want to follow you and see what you're up to, how can they do that?
As far as the business, they can find us at Smync, S-M-Y-N-C. Otherwise, if they wanted to find me on social media, I tend to be the Jeff Ernst. And I'm not the one, but it just happened to be available when I was looking for a handle.
Sounds good. Thanks so much. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
Thank you.
While I was at the conference, I ran into Mark Asquith, who has been a good friend to Smashing the Plateau. You may recognize him from episode 56 of Smashing the Plateau. As always, Mark had some fascinating thoughts to share.
Mark Asquith from Podcast Websites today got that hat on, and we help make it easy for early stage podcasters to get their show online and generate the growth that they need in the first year.
Sounds like a problem that many people need to solve. So tell me a little bit about what a business plateau means to you.
I think a business plateau for me, certainly my experience, is something that creeps up on you. It's something that it can catch you out if you're not careful. You can suddenly feel as if you're doing so very well, you're moving forward in all the right directions, and then suddenly you realize that you are at a plateau. And for me, it's much more about realizing what causes these plateaus and being able to constantly, I guess, navigate around them sometimes, which is the bigger challenge. And that's something that I always try and do, try and measure everything, try and look at where I'm going. But a plateau and smashing a plateau, I think we all need to do that every single year. I think we do that once, twice, three times a year, you know?
That's awesome. And what has the C-Suite Network Conference done for you in terms of helping give you some ideas of how you can smash the plateau?
It's been such a great conference so far. I've been here all day so far. This is a Tuesday, so the day one. And really, it's given me some ideas around elevating the brand, elevating Podcast Websites as a brand, elevating the other brands that I'm involved in, and actually targeting markets that we never really thought were accessible. So particularly the on-demand audio space, targeting the bigger brands and the execs on that side of the fence, I guess, really. That's been a massive inspiration. So I think we're going to do some work in that area.
That's great, Mark. That's a lot of ideas in a very short amount of time. So how can listeners learn more about you and follow you and see what path you may take as a result of what you're learning here?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. So we are, Twitter is the main channel for me. I'm a big Twitter fan. So at Mr. Asquith, which is MrAsquith on Twitter.
Great. Thanks so much, Mark.
And finally, I was able to talk to Peter Friedman, Chairman and CEO of Live World. Let's hear what he has to say as he talks about what he calls conversation management.
I'm Peter Friedman, Chairman and CEO of Live World. Live World is a software and services company that helps large brands leverage social media and messaging to deepen customer relationships, help them with their marketing, customer service, and insight. And what we specifically do is conversation management. We have a platform that manages user conversations on social media, and then the agents and consultants to help you use it if you need it.
Very important. Conversations are very important. They are much of the key to success. So it sounds like a great place to be.
Well, we think so. Of course, life and people are all about the dialogue, and that's our vision, to transform the power of online dialogue and relationships and how people can create value together that they couldn't by themselves. What's particularly interesting is we've been doing this for 20 years and for about 12 years before that when I ran all this at Apple, and we've always been talking about this, but the market is really coming together with the advent of a messaging application like Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and WeChat, which are really these enormous, just explosive growth ecosystems that will be bigger than social networking and become the entire lifestyle context for businesses and consumers on the internet.
Great. So, Peter, when I say a business plateau, what does that mean to you?
Well, interestingly enough, and since we just met, I've been thinking about that because I sort of envisioned this big plateau where the Game of Thrones army is marching across or something. And on the one hand, and I guess this is because of my entrepreneurial background, I think of a place you're trying to reach, but once you're there, you don't want to spend all your time walking across the same level. You want to get to another level. So and then I think, oh, it's video games. I got to level up here.
That's true. And what appeals to you about the C-Suite Network Conference that we're at now?
Okay, well, what's really great about these, and I've been to several of them, attending and speaking at them, I know Jeff Hazlett quite well, is the connection energy and the sense of like a practical dialogue for practical solutions and building relationships. When I come to these, to me it's all about the networking and connecting. I guess that's true of all conferences, but there's just an energy and a sort of thoughtfulness about it. In fact, that when we were walking around after my panel, somebody said, oh, I loved your panel. It actually gave me things I can really use. And that, I think, is a defining element of the C-suite. The whole thing, the TV stuff, the web stuff, stuff you can really use.
That's great. And what is one thing you hope to take away from this particular event today?
Oh, I always want to take away connections that will lead to more revenue, because I'm a real entrepreneur.
Sounds great. And for listeners who want to follow you and learn more about you, how can they do that?
Well, our website, liveworld.com. My Twitter is at Peter Friedman. My Instagram is Peter Friedman. I put a lot of photos on my Instagram because I'm a photographer. And I have a blog on the Huffington Post.
Great. Thanks so much, Peter.
Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau, the podcast produced by Tend Strategic Partners. I hope you enjoyed our discussion. Have you ever hit a plateau in your own life or career? If so, let's talk. It would be my pleasure to take you through one of our free half-hour discovery sessions, where we'll get to the bottom of what might be keeping you stuck and how to move things forward. Just give me a call at 212-731-0770. That's 212-731-0770. You never know what you might find out.